Hey. All right, children. Well, we're going to be talking about trust this morning and some examples of men that trusted in God. So in Genesis 12, 1 through 5, the Bible says, Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Okay, so I'm going to need a helper. Can I have a helper? Tim, will you help me? Okay. So I'm going to blindfold you. And I'm going to tell you to go somewhere. Sorry, it's red. Is that going to stay? Okay. And I'm going to have you go. Well, actually, here. How about this? I'm going to let you see the place you're going to go to first. Okay. This is kind of cheating, but I'm going to have you go to that chair over there. Okay. And let's see how you can do with your eyes covered. Okay. So try to go there. Okay. And he is going without God's help, let's say. And, sometimes you'll make it there without God's help, but it's going to be hard. And he found it. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to take you back and I'll teach and I'll lead you the way there this time. And we'll see if that's any easier. Okay. So let's go. I might have picked a too easy place to go to, but okay. There. Right there. All right, was that easier to find with my help? Okay. All right, you can sit down. Okay, so that was just an example, but Abram didn't know where he was supposed to go, but he trusted that God would, he trusted God to get him to where God wanted him to be. And he had to leave his home, everyone he knew, and all his belongings, which, if you were listening to the verses, he actually didn't do all of that, but that's a problem. But so Abraham had to trust God and get him where he wanted him. And sometimes in life, we have to trust God and our parents to lead us, even though we may not understand why. And God will bless us if we listen to his instructions. And also in Daniel chapter 6, it's a pretty long chapter, so I decided I was just going to paraphrase it instead. It's talking about how the king favored Daniel over all the other princes of Babylon. And so the princes were jealous of Daniel, and they wanted to make a rule or a decree that the king that no one could pray or worship any idol or god other than King Darius. And so Daniel, like he always did, three times a day, he went out, he opened the windows of his house toward heaven and prayed to God. And he knew that doing that, he would get in trouble and that he would be put into a den of lions. But still, he trusted in God and had faith and obeyed what he knew was right to do. And so they caught him, they found him praying, and they brought him to the king. And the king was upset that, he made this law, and he knew that Daniel prayed to God, but he, in the moment that he made the decree, he was proud and liked that it was puffing him up. And so, because he made this law, he had to obey it. So he put Daniel into the den of lions, and God shut the mouths of the lions that night. And in the morning, the king came to Daniel and was like, Daniel, are you still alive? And who knows the answer to that question? What's the answer? Yes, Daniel is still alive. Mm-hmm. The Lord protected Daniel. He sent his angels to keep Daniel safe. So, So Daniel trusted in God, even though he knew praying would get him into the lion's den. And right now is a good time for you guys to be getting to know God. So when times come in your lives where your faith or trust in God will be tested, you will have a strong enough relationship to know that, hey, I should be following God. In Psalms 37:5, it says, commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. This verse means that whatever we're doing in life, no matter what it is, as long as it's for God and we're trusting in him, he's going to make it happen. You can go to your parents now. Okay.